There you go. Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620. I'm doing well.
Good. One of the stories we had this morning, of course, we always talk about how things are becoming more and more partisan in D.C., but apparently we found one guy who can bring both sides together, and that's RG3.
That's correct. Well, Johnny Manziel is getting there, too.
Yeah, that's yeah. But being the quarterback of the Redskins, and apparently was a political science major at Baylor, so he can definitely speak to politics, but they say that's there's a lot of cocktail party and dinner chat about him.
Yeah, a lot of people around here really like him, and I have to say I do, too. And that's the reason I'm pulling so much for Johnny Manziel to get the Heisman, because our District 17, would have two Heismans in a row.
Now, think about that. That's probably never happened before. I don't know if that gets you anything, but, you know, it's at least it's kind of a neat thing to have.
Well, good trivia.
Yeah, that's right. Something you can tweet about, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've also had two national championship women's basketball teams in a row.
Sure, absolutely. So you got that going for you. Now, while we're speaking of that, last week we were talking about what your committee assignments might be. We didn't know then. What can you tell us now?
Well, I got reassigned to the same three committees that I'm on currently. That's Natural Resources, Budget, and Veterans Affairs.
Okay. Now, and there's a little bit of a dust-up going on right now in D.C. because there were some people who were fairly conservative who lost their slots on committees, and there's at least some speculation that was because they weren't in line enough with the party leadership on the Republican side.
Well, there was a little bit of that, but it's predominantly based on other behavior that's not particularly acceptable. For instance, in one case, one of the members that was booted off his committee leaked out a negative story about another freshman representative that was not, you know, that was an uncalled for behavior to do that, and it was done in order to try to position himself better in the primary that he was in. Then we have another one of these individuals that would that was a member of the budget committee that would always vote against the budgets that he helped draft, and then he would go home to his district and he would use that behavior as a fundraising tool. And so those types of things, you know, it's just when you're part of a team, you don't have to necessarily agree with what the coach says all the time, but how vindictive are you going to get when you go back to your district about or even on national media and the way you behave? And that's, I think, the primary issue here is not so much of the votes as it was it just uncalled for behavior.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. today. Okay, so agreement with the coach. The coach is John Boehner. He has put forth an idea that's offered up about $800 billion in tax collection. Some people like that. Some people don't. There are conservatives outside who are lambasting the idea. Mitch McConnell said it's okay, but he didn't endorse it. Where do you stand on the offer that John Boehner put forth?
Based on what I've read, it's essentially trying to go back to a Reagan style of tax reform that we did back in 1986, and that includes lower tax rates, a broader base, and limited deductions. That was highly, that was a highly effective tax policy to grow the economy. And so, if that's what it says, then I am for it, and I'm fine with that. What I'm not for is the president's plan, and that's just to do an absolute rate increase, which will hurt the economy. And past history shows that those types of tax policies hurt the economy.
Well, then, do you think you find yourself at odds with somebody like Jim DeMint, who is a conservative senator, who's calling this an $800 billion tax hike?
Well, look, I wish Jim would read it before he starts saying things like that. This is a pro-growth tax policy that Boehner has put on the table. We've had revenues on the table since the first Path to Prosperity budget that we passed last year. And what we're all about is trying to grow the economic pie. And when you grow the economic pie, more people make more money and they pay more taxes, and so that everybody wins. The president, on the other hand, believes in trying to reallocate a shrinking economic pie. And I think if Senator DeMint would just take a breath and read what Boehner proposed, he would see that he's really more aligned with it than he's not, or should be, at least.
You know, I was reading an article in The Hill today, and they said it seems to indicate right now that the Republican members as a whole are moving towards some kind of a deal. But, in fact, are we having any kind of meetings that are going on? Because at least the appearance to us is that they're not.
It does appear that nothing's getting done in Washington, and that's pretty frustrating to me. But you hear a lot of chatter. I mean, not only are my colleagues chattering, but the ones across over in the Senate are chattering on both sides of the aisles. The only conversations that are going on have been coming in fits and starts, and they're between John Boehner and President Obama. And that's kind of where it needs to stay, because every time something comes out about those conversations, some sort of a leak, then both sides start trashing it before it really has a chance to germinate. So we're not voting on anything substantive on the floor these days. That's very frustrating, but there are some conversations going on in the background.
You know, and frustrating is right. There are a lot of people who I talk to who are frustrated as well. And more than one person said to me last week, they like Grover Norquist's idea. If y'all are going to sit down and talk, let's put a camera in there. Let's find out who's saying what.
Absolutely, because that's one of the things where we've had issues in the past. The summer before last, when we had the debt ceiling conversations, trying to strike the grand bargain, if you will, John Boehner and the president had sort of a wink and a nod deal done, and then the president came back and pulled back from the deal. And nothing's recorded in these meetings, and to me, they ought to be highly transparent. We ought to put a camera in there and let people watch C-SPAN to see what's going on in their government. That's pretty frustrating, because Obama said he's going to have the most transparent government that he's ever had, and we've seen exactly the opposite.
Yeah, the general idea seems to be, I mean, we hear more and more people now saying that we will go over the fiscal cliff. Yesterday, looking at the comments of David Gergen, and he thought that the Democrats are really trying to rub it in, pretty much try to humiliate the Republicans. And so there's not going to be a bargain that comes out of that environment, and we will, in fact, go over the cliff, and the Democrats end up getting budget cuts in the Defense Department that the Republicans would never vote for.
I think you're right, and that's unfortunate. It does seem like the president has a choice here. He can try to leave a legacy like Bill Clinton tried to do in his second term, or he could just play politics. And unfortunately, it seems like he's just playing politics. He wants to rub it in that he won. Even though, in my view, he didn't run any kind of a mandate at all, we still have control of the House by the second largest margin that we've had since World War II. And the president won by a lot, won by the skin of his teeth. So it seems to me like we ought to be trying to work together on something, and every time we put something forward, it gets rebutted pretty quickly.
So it's December 5th today. What's the House calendar, so we'll understand how much longer y'all are at least planning to be there?
Well, the way the calendar looks right at this minute is that we're going to be in session through today. We'll have our last votes for this week today, and then people will be headed home. Then next week, we're in session from Tuesday through Friday. We have been told by the majority leader, by Eric Cantor, to plan on being here through the end of the year to try to avert what's getting ready to happen to the economy. I don't know that that'll happen, because the president's leaving to go on his Hawaiian vacation on the 21st. And based on what's happened so far, it's hard to see there's going to be any substantive progress between now and then.
So bottom line, your gut feeling, at least today, do we go over the cliff?
Yes, sir. I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the Democrats want us to go over the cliff.
All right. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, I appreciate it. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
Thank you.